This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates are encouraged over a pending change to Obamacare. A wide range of employers, especially in states offering legalized arrangements for early death, have been concerned over health care rationing and denial of benefits outside of suicide drugs. A real concern. If Congress does not include relief as an amendment in the tax bill, President Trump is ready to sign an executive order to free Americans from being obliged to buy insurance. Abortion providers don't like ultrasound images. New York abortion activists are suing to stop pregnancy support centers from performing ultrasounds, and Indiana Planned Parenthood is suing to end ultrasounds as part of obtaining informed consent of the mother. They say there are not enough ultrasound machines in Indiana, even though 99% of Planned Parenthood abortions nationwide involve ultrasound. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, doctors treating mentally ill patients in Belgium are openly rationalizing a supposed obligation to offer early arranged deaths. Congressman Steve Cohen of Memphis last week called Star Parker ignorant and demanded an apology for challenging his stand on minorities and abortion. Doubling down on congressional support for abortion, Parker says that support is a rampant practice of eugenics with subdued marketing. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.